everyone, and welcome to Behind the Mic Radio. I'm your host, Dawn Mack, and so glad to have you here with us tonight. I'm glad to be here. Very, very excited about our show tonight and who our guest is, and very excited to bring them to you. I know we have a lot of One Life to Live fans out there listening and tuning in. We have people on the line, people in the chat room. It's already crazy, and just goes to show how much people love our guests. And to give you a little bit of background, our special guest created the role of One Life to Live, Natalie Buchanan Banks, a role she's held since July of 2001. And as you know, it didn't take long for Natalie to shake up one of Landview's most prominent families when she revealed that she, not Jessica, was Vicky's daughter. And then in late the next year, the family was in for another surprise when they discovered that Natalie and Jessica were twins. Everyone remembers how exciting and just surprising that was. And on top of that, our guest, she landed her first major acting role in Wishbone at the age of 17 while she was still in high school. And after completing high school, she followed her acting dreams to Los Angeles and began auditioning. And as we all know, in 2003, she received the Soap Opera Digest Award for Outstanding Newcomer. And we are very proud to welcome Melissa Archer. Hello, Miss Melissa.
Hello, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you so much for being our special guest this evening. It is a real privilege and an honor, and I know fans are social media has just gone crazy all day. that's just goes to show how many fans you have. And I want to kind of begin tonight by congratulating you on the early success of the relaunch of One Life to Live. I mean, not that we were surprised that it wouldn't be a success, but just the fact that, you know, it's on the internet now. Fans are elated. It's just been so well received, and it's almost like you guys never missed a beat in the time that you were off air. It's just been amazing. What has the relaunch been like for you?
Thank you. It's been so much fun. It's an exciting venture. You know, I think Prospect Park has really invested a lot into the show to make sure that, you know, we're honoring our previous audience, also vamping it up some so that we can generate a newer audience. And I think that the reception has been really, really great with it. It's been a lot of fun, and there's some new things that we've been doing that I like, and I think it's interesting. And then some of it still feels like it was, you know, we're just in a different studio. So it's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love the fact that Prospect Park, you know, they are to be so highly commended for what they've done, not only for the shows, but for the fans and for the soap community as a whole, because, you know, they brought back a lot of the familiar favorites of AMC and One Life to Live. And, you know, so fans really, you know, nothing's really been lost in that way. And then they've introduced some great new characters and you know, actors and actresses to the shows. And it is just, I mean, it's, you still have that rich history of the show and all of the back storylines that have kind of been infused into the here and now. And I think that's one of the reasons why fans have just really received it like they have, because it is almost like it's, you know, you've never missed a beat, which is phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been great. And also, you know, just in general, what they're doing for, not just the soap world, but just what this can do for television in general, and how I feel this online network, it's kind of the wave of, I wanted to say the future, but it's kind of the now, and I feel like there's so much opportunity for what else can be done this way, and for so many shows, please, I'm a Hulu Plus fan myself, so I already had it before we were doing this, and I was super excited to be doing it on there. So, it's a very exciting thing that they're doing, and I feel like they've just, you know, they've not missed a beat, and I'm proud to be working for such a company.
Well, we're so glad that you're a part of it, even still now. And yes, I agree. I think that Prospect Park has really tapped into something, because considering, you know, our society, our fast-paced world that we live in is all about the internet now. You know, I mean, even down to our smartphones. I mean, we can do anything, you know, in the palm of our hand almost. And it just made sense to put it on the internet. And I just, you know, and we've seen a lot of this already gravitating towards the internet anyway. So for them to take this kind of risk and leap, I mean, I don't think it was a mistake. And I really think as time goes on, more and more of this we're going to see. And this gives me great hope for some of the other soaps that have been lost on the major networks, that maybe at some distant future or near future, you know, we'll see them back again and have all the soaps back. That would be awesome. But it is great what they're doing. And I think the fact that it is on the internet, it's given the shows a little bit of a ramp up in terms of some things that they can do there, creativity that, you know, they might have been kind of confined to by the networks before, which has been really interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, now, I want to talk about your character, because your character has been through so much in the time that she has been part of Landview and first made her entrance back in 2001. Can you believe that you've been a part of the show for that long? And not only that, but all the many things that have happened with your character.
I know. 11 years this month. Can you believe it? Yeah, it's been quite a ride.
I'm sure it has been. And well, you know, now that the show has been relaunched, and what are some things, or do you feel rather, that the writers have given your character kind of some added depth that you haven't had in the past to make your character even more interesting? I mean, I don't know how many more sides of Natalie we could possibly see, or how much more she could do to become the great character that she has become. But it's really interesting. I mean, do you feel like they've done some really new and exciting things with her so far?
Well, I think what's interesting about what's going on with Natalie as of yet is that, you know, she's right now she's not 100% focused on one man. I know that she's got this thing, this kind of like mini fling going on with Cutter, but it's not her sole primary focus. And you know, I think that she's kind of in this position of, okay, I have this great career, I want to focus on that. I have this wonderful kid, I want to focus on him. And then there's this other part of her going, wait, what about me? I haven't done anything for me in a really long time. So I think her choices in going out there and kind of feeling young again and just, you know, getting to do some of the things that she wasn't able to do for so long. I think that's kind of the most interesting, because I'm very curious as to how she's going to be able to handle everything. Will it become too overwhelming at some point? Will she break? Will she become bad again? Will she, you know, what will be her course, especially because she is still heartbroken over John, and then she's going through her family issues with her dad and, you know, so and then, you know, and what will happen with Cutter. So I think there's a lot of interesting ways that it can go, and I'm very tuned in to see what happens.
Oh, yeah, as we all are, believe me. I mean, you know, because your character early on, your character, you know, when she made her debut in Landview, I mean, as she evolved, she was kind of one of those characters initially that people just, you know, love to hate, hated to love, kind of that thing. And you know, she's just evolved into this, you know, a wonderful character now that has so many layers and so much history, and that, you know, fans just absolutely love. And, you know, and given everything that your character has been through and the many challenges and the highs and the lows, if you could describe her in three words, what would they be?
Ooh, in three words. Wow. Got me on a challenge here. Let's see. I think that she's strong. Not always, but I do think she's strong. And I think that She's definitely feisty. And I think she's a little broken.
Yeah, I would agree. And who would know her better than you, you know? that's so true. And, you know, you created the role of Natalie, and through the years you have definitely made her your own. And in what ways are you alike or different from your character? Because, you know, to make her so real to the viewers, I would think you would have had to put some of yourself into her.
Yeah, I think definitely there's a little bit of Melissa in Natalie. I mean, it'd be hard not to for that long. But it's more sometimes that I wish my for myself that I was a little like Natalie at times, because she has a little more cojones than I do. So and she's a little tougher at times, a little more street smart. And I admire that about the character. But I think that, you know, it's hard to pinpoint what exactly would be the same. But I would have to say, you know, the feelings that she has with her family, I don't have a similar situation, you know, with a twin that didn't turn out to be my twin, who turned out to be my twin, and separated from my parents and any of that kind of stuff. But the love that she has for her family is very similar to what I had for mine. And I can say that's the easiest part to play, is that strong bond that she has with each and every one of them, including Roxy and Rex. And, you know, it's that feeling of a really big bond. And even in the moments where she sometimes feels I don't want to say left out, but kind of, you know, because she didn't grow up with them, and there's certain moments where I think she's reminded of that, and it kind of stings a little bit, or maybe she sees the closeness in some of the other family members. Just they share something that she never really got to share with them. I can sometimes relate to it just as, you know, thinking, oh man, you know, I didn't know them back then either in real life, you know. I think that she's got a lot of interesting qualities, and I really adore the character, even when I'm screaming at her, just like I'm sure some of the fans do at the television, saying, what are you doing? But I kind of love that about her, because she's always been so passionate, and it's right or wrong, sometimes I think that at least she's following what she in her own head thinks is right.
Oh, definitely. And it's interesting to hear you say that you scream at your character too, like we've all done, you know. It's like, why did you do that? You know, which leads me to an interesting question, is if Natalie were a real person, is she someone that you think you would be friends with in real life?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question, but I honestly don't know. I mean, I guess probably. I like her. She might scare me sometimes a little, so unless she's agitated by her. But yeah, I mean, yeah, why not?
Well, yeah, it would make for an interesting conversation to scream at her in real life if she was doing some of these boneheaded things, you know, and you know, her heart in the right place, but really not making the best choices kind of thing. Well, you know, in all the years that you've played her, I mean, you've done so much with the character. And like I said, it's just become a character that we've all grown to love immensely. But what have you found to be some of the challenges with this role? Because she's been through a lot of different stories. And I mean, they've kind of weaved amongst each other. But, you know, there's been a lot of highs, lows, ups, downs in between, so to speak.
Well, I think sometimes the most challenging part is when your character does things that you don't want her to do, and you can't control that, and that's part of the writing, and that's what makes things so interesting and wonderful, and obviously they're going to know more about the entire picture versus just you, what you're focused on, which is your character. And there have been times where it's been a challenge going, oh, man, like, really, okay, and you have to find a way to justify in your mind so that it, you know, so that you can continue and do the storyline and it makes sense and people believe it, and right or wrong, or if she's liked or not liked for it, you know, that sometimes that's just the way the cookie crumbles. And I guess that's probably the biggest challenge, just because, you know, it's one of those things that you kind of bond and you start being very protective of your character. And it's cool, though. It's interesting. With the reboot, I feel a little less protective of her because I feel like I'm just like, let's just go with that flow. And I think maybe it's just kind of given me a little chance to say, hey, I can relax a little bit. And so that's why I'm so curious, and I can't wait to see what they do with everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, that's the great thing, you know, about it being online now is because there are some things that Prospect Park has already introduced to the viewers that, you know, we would have never seen on network television. And,
absolutely.
And just some of the things, you know, it's kind of like they're kind of testing the waters with the viewers. They're not kind of overwhelming everyone with you know, this in-your-face kind of change. But there is a lot of latitude and a lot of room for immense creativity with storylines now and in the future and in terms of your character. It will be interesting to see which way she will go. Now, from your standpoint, what are some things, you know, and this is not really asking for future storylines, but this is just some things you would like to see happen with your character as time goes on.
You know, it's funny. The thing that has been playing in my head that I would love just to see is for her not to get too involved with one man, because she has been for so long. Even when she wasn't with Johnny, you know, she was still focused on that. And then if it wasn't John, she was with someone else. And so it'd be nice to see her kind of be the one, the object of admiration versus her being the one chasing after.
Mm-hmm.
And her kind of, you know, not being so sure that she wants anything so serious and so tied down. Because she does have more things to think about, like a son, a career.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need for myself? Who knows if John's going to come back? You know, those types of things. And so I think that while she's having all this lovely time to kind of focus or try to focus on herself, I'd like to see that she actually does that. That'd be awesome. And in that, I think it'd be even more interesting to see her make a lot of mistakes, which sounds kind of weird, but I mean it by, look, she's not in a great place, you know, and her heart's been completely broken. And, you know, sometimes we start to get overwhelmed with things, and that's when we start making a mistake, and it's just a small mistake, but then the next one's a little bit bigger. And
mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of interesting to see her maybe get into something a little bad
mm-hmm.
that she can't just, you know, explain away and have her have to deal with that and see if, you know, is her family going to be able to snap her out of it, or, you know, or is her son going to be the one who snaps her out of it just because she looks at him and see, you know, what will it be? But I don't know if that's the way it's going to go. I'm just saying that would be fun.
Right, right. But, you know, any one of those scenarios would be great story, you know, storytelling and beautifully done and played by you, I'm sure. And you know, with your character, it could go anyway. You know, there's just so many things that your character, I think, has done but has yet to do. And the great thing about, you know, One Life to Live being, you know, on Hulu now with Prospect Park, I think the sky's the limit in terms of what we're going to be able to see from, you know, Natalie moving forward, which I think is going to be awesome, and it'll make for some great stories to talk about, for sure.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think the only reason why going back to bad would be kind of fun, but besides, obviously, playing bad is always more fun, but it'd be interesting to see how she deals with things differently than how she did in the earlier parts of Natalie. Because
mm-hmm.
before, you know, she was young, she was hot-headed, and had, you know, motives of not so good towards anybody. So I feel like if something were to happen where she kind of went on the bad path again, that now that she has all these other things to kind of, you know, maybe ground her a little bit more, that maybe she would react a little differently even though she's doing something bad. So that would be kind of interesting to see.
Well, and it would show real growth of the character, too, and how far she's come, you know, in the journey, you know. And, you know, because she was young when she arrived, and she's older now, and she has a son that she has to be thinking about all the time. It's the forefront of every decision made, but yet, you know, so it would be interesting to see how those decisions would be made, being that she has this here to now take into consideration, which I think would just be a great conflict within herself, you know, that could be played out on screen for sure. It would be exciting to watch.
That's kind of one of the interesting things about Natalie that I do like, is that, you know, she didn't inherit her mom's DID. So, you know, when it comes down to the stresses of life and when things get really crazy, she doesn't have another personality that she changes into, and then later it can be said, oh, well, it was another personality, so everything's okay. Like, if Natalie makes mistakes, it's all her. And if she starts to go bad, it's all her. It's a choice that she's making. She's in control of herself, even when she might be a little emotional and erratic. She's still in control.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it really interesting. You know, it's where the ownership comes in. So it'd be fun to see. Who knows? You never know.
That's right. Well, we got to keep watching, you know, because you just never know what's going to happen. And you don't ever know. Ever know what the writers are going to have in store for the viewers.
Absolutely.
And of course, you guys, you don't know sometimes till right before you film what's going to happen yourself. So I'm sure it's just exciting for you all.
Exactly.
Well, you know, what do you think is something that Natalie longs for the most? What do you think she feels is like the biggest void of her life at the moment?
Honestly, I feel like a lot of the time, what she just craves and wants is to belong. I feel like that's the biggest thing in her life that she looks for, is a place where she feels like she belongs.
Yeah, and a lot of the past storylines are indicative of that, you know, trying to find herself, trying to find her place, you know, the various relationships she's had, and then the one great love in John. I mean, it's just so many different things there that are just indicators of that, that she's, you know, she's always struggled with that. And whether she's truly belonged, she's never truly believed it. And I tell you, Melissa, you play that so well, and it always, you know, it's so convincing. I mean, we sit and watch you, and it's like, gosh, you really are Natalie. You know, of course, so fans, you know, we get into the story, but you make it very believable, and because, and that's one of the things I love about, and we can't call it daytime drama now, because it's anytime drama serial, you know, on Hulu. But,
that's right.
The amazing thing is that, you know, The situations and the scenarios that take place on these drama serials are so true to life, because, you know, we've experienced some of these things ourselves, we've lived them, and it's like we're feeling the pain of the characters, and that's why they're so real to soap fans, I believe. And but you do such a phenomenal job in the role, and I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying the show. You know, was never really a ABC soap girl growing up, because I grew up in that era where my grandmother and my mother, they were diehard CBS, you know, and you don't venture to the other networks kind of thing. But I tell you, some really close friends of mine who have always been diehard, you know, One Life to Live, AMC, they're like, you've got to watch this relaunch. You will get hooked. And they were so correct, because I have been. And even though I'm still catching up on backstory lines and things, it's just been so great to watch, you know, and to see some of the actors and actresses I've seen on other soaps that were familiar to me. So it's been great watching them in these roles, and just how everything's kind of unfolded so beautifully on screen, and it's made for great entertainment for me. I'm hooked. I can't stop watching.
I love hearing that.
It's awesome. So you have a new fan in me since the relaunch, and it kind of makes me, I wanted to kick myself all those years going up, going, gosh, see what I missed kind of thing. So But it's been awesome. Well, before we wrap, I wanted to know, do you have time to take a couple calls? We've got some fans holding
to
speak with you. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
our first caller will be Pam. Hi, Pam. You're on with Melissa.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi,
Pam. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hot. Very hot and humid here. my question was, who do you miss working with?
Oh, honey, I miss working with a lot of people. Of course, I miss Michael, and I miss Bree, and I really miss JP and Sarah. That's probably my biggest on my list, but I've got quite a few people that I do miss.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you think they're going to have Bree come on eventually?
I'm sorry?
Do you think they'll have Bree come back on the show eventually?
You know, you never know. Everything is a possibility.
Okay. And sorry about Rick Klass passing away. I was just reading that on your Twitter page.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I love you. You're an awesome actress.
Aw, thanks.
Keep up the great work. We all love you.
Aw, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Dawn.
Thank you, Pam. Appreciate you calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, our next caller, this is Dom. Hello, Dom. You're on with Alyssa.
Hello, all. How are you doing today, Ms. Archer?
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I should tell you, I became a fan of One Life to Live the Monday after all my children ended, so I didn't really obviously watch it, the bulk of your tenure on the original show. So my questions are kind of mostly based on the Prospect Park thing. And what was your reaction? Because the first couple scenes of the new One Life to Live was Natalie getting ready to go out to the club, and you're in your skivvies, and I'm like, wah. what was your reaction when you read the script and that's how you were going to start?
I was like, oh, cool. better make sure there's an extra setup. No, I mean, you know, I was excited about being able to do it out of the old network frame just because we could be. I mean, obviously there were people in their undies in the network before, but some of the things that, you know, we can do now, it's just a little more racy. And so I was kind of excited about that. You know, I think that they're going to still keep it, and they have been keeping it classy, but, you know, it's just got a little more edge to it. So it's exciting.
I mean, I never really, you know, with all due respect, I never really paid that much attention to Natalie because she was so intertwined with John McVane, and she was kind of, to me, kind of a peripheral character. So to see her kind of up front and center on this new version, I think is kind of nice. And I was legitimately surprised because I was like, okay, this is interesting, you know, Cameron is whatever. And then all of a sudden, boobs.
All of a sudden, what?
So it was all of a sudden, whoa, boobs.
Oh, that's funny.
I didn't notice Natalie that much, and then I really noticed her. And you're doing a good job on the show, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
With the whole thing with Cutter and all of this kind of thing, do you enjoy this? I think I probably have already been asked, but do you enjoy the fact that Natalie now has more of a storyline that she is not so linked so with John McVane being gone, that she is not defined by being with him, that she could be her own person and all that?
I do. I think that's kind of one of the interesting things about what she is going through right now is that it's not solely focused on a man, and she's kind of left with, okay, this is my life. What do I want to do with it? And it's not to say that her feelings are any different. I just think that she actually has an opportunity to readjust her life and find herself.
I could see that. I also could see that confronting her father about his manipulations and everything. You and Jerry Verdorn had a good chemistry there. And what was it like to be able to film those kind of scenes?
Oh, those are always great. Of course, working with Jerry is awesome. He's fantastic. And, you know, it's funny because it's difficult at times. You know, you're angry in life. We get angry with someone, and it could be the very same thing that we've done ourselves, but you still, it doesn't take away the emotion that you're feeling at the time. And I think that it's great, because so much of the time I do feel like Natalie really is, you know, she is her father's daughter. You know, she takes after him quite a bit. And I think that's kind of why they sometimes butt heads, but at the next minute they can be right back where they were before. And you know, Jerry's so good at being that, that tough, but you know, he plays the ace of son really well. So it's just, it's a really interesting thing. And I love doing scenes with Jerry. And I really actually love the confrontational scenes with them the most sometimes, because it's like two Buchanans going, you know, head to head.
Yeah. And I could see, you mentioned Asa. I could see a lot of the late Phil Carey in his portrayal, God rest his soul. Yeah. Like I said, I am a fan of the new version, and I think you're doing a good job. One more question I wanted to ask you before I let you go. With this whole General Hospital characters, Prospect Park, yada, yada, yada thing going on, is it hard to do it knowing that you have this, that you're referencing things that can't really be elaborated on too much because they were on GH?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Me neither. I'm sorry, I'm just nervous. What I meant was, with this whole, with referring John McVane having an affair with Sam and poor Charles and what have you, and you can't really elaborate on that too much because of lawsuits or whatever, is it hard to, you know, act and be all sad about events that you can't really talk about that much? What I just said.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You mean because my character can't talk about it because it was done on a different show?
Yeah, that's basically what I meant. I'm sorry for babbling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that it has been addressed. I don't know if it's aired yet, but it's definitely been addressed that she knows that, you know, John was with Sam. But I think, you know, the hard part for me is I actually don't know as Melissa much of the storyline that was on General Hospital, so I only know what's either written in or someone filled me in on.
Even with what you're seeing on the script as Natalie, you're still going into a kind of blank, right?
I didn't understand that again.
Dom? I'm sorry. We're going to have to wrap. I've got other callers on hold,
but thank you so much
for calling in and speaking with Melissa.
Well, it was
thank you.
And continue. Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you, Dom. All right, we've got one more call, Melissa. All right, you're on with Tony from Illinois.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I finally get to talk to you in some way. I have been a fan of yours since day one, from the time I was on the network to now, and I have always loved this character from the beginning, and you've done a magnificent job playing it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's my pleasure. I always do that. Hey, you deserve it, you know?
Thank you.
Okay, well, first of all, two things I want to say. First of all, I love your scenes that you do, not only with the family scene, but also the police station with Bobby Woods playing your Uncle Bo.
I love those. Yeah.
What is that like to have a dynamic of not only as uncle and niece, but working together to solve crimes in Landview?
Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun. And Bobby is just, he's amazing. Like, everything he does is so natural. And, I mean, at times it's almost like, I don't want to say my line because I just want to sit there and watch him, you know. and I really, I mean, he's so, so good. And he, it's great because he always has this nice warm quality about how he feels about Natalie, even when it's just business. And so it's like, it's kind of an awesome relationship. It's like these two, again, because she didn't grow up with him either, but they have this really cool, I want to almost call it a friendship, even though there's the uncle and niece love. It's like also this like cool friendship that's developed not just from, being uncle and niece, but also from working together and being able to provide for each other in the workplace and, you know, and do well at it.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I definitely agree on that. And I also love the scene which you're doing these days with your character, Natalie, with Laura's, Harriet's character, Destiny. You know, it's going this bomb, it's single moms together. What is it
yeah,
like?
Yeah.
Dynamic for you guys? Is that has been? Is there going to be great friendship between those two?
I think so. You know, I mean, I think that she's got her other friends too, and I'm sure Natalie will eventually have some friends. But I think that it's nice that these two are able, because in a way they're like family, you know. And so not only can they bond over the kids, but it's just someone who, you know, understands what the other person is going through as a single mom and having a job and wanting to live life and wanting to have fun and, you know, and going through all of these things. So I think it's kind of an interesting relationship. And instead of her being more like my, I guess it would be cousin-in-law if they were married, that, you know, you're kind of more like that aunt figure. It's more like they're real friends and they really have this, sisterly kind of bond, I think, which I really like.
Yeah, it seems it looks like, because I've been watching the show, and yeah, it definitely seems like it's kind of like sisterly bond, because you know, with Jessica overseas and all that, she kind of needs kind of a sisterly bond with someone, and Destiny could be that person.
Yeah.
All right. I think I better let you go, because I know you got all the cars waiting, or you're getting ready to wrap up, whatever. So, Melissa, thank you for talking to me, and keep up the great work with the show.
Thank you. My pleasure, Tony. It was great talking to you. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, Tony. Bye-bye.
My pleasure, Dawn. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Melissa, this has been a blast. I can't thank you enough for being our special guest this evening and joining us and spending some time with us, which I know is very, very precious to you, as busy as you are. But thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was a real pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome, and we definitely would love to have you back anytime, especially as your storyline and your character continues to evolve on the show. We are so excited that One Life to Live is back, and I believe it's going to be here to stay and be around for a very, very long time to come, so we are looking forward to what's to come.
Yeah, and don't forget to tune in on the OWN Network as well.
That's right. That's right. That's exciting news. I mean, that is
mm-hmm.
exciting and awesome. So just great things keep coming out of Prospect Park with all this, and the fans couldn't be more happy. So thank you so very much for the great job that you're doing and for bringing us such great entertainment and a great character. We love you, and we wish you the best for much continued success.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure, Dawn.
All right. Thank you, and take care, Melissa.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Ah, what a wonderful, wonderful person. I hope that you enjoyed that as much as I did. Isn't she a sweetheart? Just so gracious and so kind. And loved hearing her talk about her character, and also enjoyed hearing some of the points she made about, you know, which I thought were a little bit humorous, about, you know, her saying sometimes she's wanted to go through the TV and scream at her character as well, like all of us. So at least, you know, from the acting standpoint, she identifies with kind of the angst and the frustration that we as fans, viewers of the show, have had from time to time. And I think that's interesting. That tells you how in tune she is with her character, and that is really the biggest reason why we've come to love Natalie the way we have, because she just plays it so well. So I hope you enjoyed that immensely. We certainly did, and so glad that she was able to be here with us tonight. That is our first guest from One Life to Live, and we are working on more. So as we get them secured, we will definitely bring them on to chat and let you guys call in and speak. And if for some reason you called in, you weren't able to get through, we technically only had her for 30 minutes, and she was kind enough to stay beyond to take a few calls. So we do appreciate her for doing that. And so I certainly hope everyone has enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and tuning in. If you're brand new to our program, welcome aboard. We're so glad to always have new listeners about, and we would love to have you back anytime. So that is going to wrap our show. We will be off for the next couple of nights, but we'll be back here on Saturday afternoon with actor Eloy Mendez, who is he is starring in the new movie that's coming out in September that has just made major, major raves and gotten wild critical acclaim at the Sundance Festival called COG. And so he is going to be here at 4 p.m. Eastern chatting about that and some other projects that he has been working on. And so we hope that you can join us for that. So in the meantime, have a great night, all. Thank you again for joining us. Thank you to our special guest, Melissa Archer. And we will see you back here again real soon. Take care. Good night.
Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect to Behind the Mic Radio on Twitter at BT Mic Radio and on Facebook at Behind the Mic Radio. Check out our website at BehindTheMicRadio.com. Also, follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio where you can stay up to date on all upcoming shows. Every episode is available for immediate download upon the conclusion of each broadcast and, as always, on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.